Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Egagic, a small fishing community on the Egagic River and Bristol Bay.
My name is Roberta Alto. Everybody calls me Bunny. I'm the Egagic Tribal Secretary. You have to fly in and out of Egagic. We go from Egagic to King Salmon, then King Salmon to Anchorage. It's close to $950 round trip just to go from here to Anchorage. It's pretty small. In the winter, there's about 65 residents. And in the summer, it jumps up from anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 people due to the fishing and the canneries. This is a record year. We've got 18 kids in school. We've been struggling just to have 10 kids in school for the past 6 years. So this is a record for a while. A lot of people had to move away, because fishing was so good that, they just had to fish and then there was their winter grub and their fuel. But now it's, since the low cost of fish is a lot of people have to move away to get employment. No restaurants. We have one store. And in the winter, he's open from 1 o'clock till the last person leaves, And it's $7 for a dozen eggs, $7 for a loaf of bread, $10 for a thing of ketchup. We don't have no pine trees or anything. We have a bunch of alder bushes. The river's right, all you have to do is drive down the beach and there's the river, and we've got north side and south side of Egagic. And we've got the river right here. We've got beautiful lakes.
Roberta Alto is the tribal secretary in Egagic. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Alexandra Gutierrez, Dave Waldron, and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Lorian Nettleton.